setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I am coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and then how you can get there. It is about your purpose, your why. Your why at work is not very different from your why anywhere else. There is a absolutely undeniable connection between your personal vision and your professional mission. I want to help you figure out what that is. You were created to fill a unique role in and through your work. You were created to work, created to contribute. This is why we all long to get that answer to, what should I do with my life? We're going to help you figure that out. We're going to look at the three key indicators, the three gifts that you were given by your creator, your talent, what you do best, your passion, the work you just love to do, and your mission, the results that you want to create. It makes your heart sing when you know you're producing these results. When you discover those three gifts and how they work together, in other words, you use what you do best, talent, to do work you love, passion, to produce results that matter, mission, that points an arrow straight to your sweet spot, your contribution zone, if you will. So you have the answers. It's my job to figure them out. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. All right, listen, I'm giving you a warning. I've got a massively huge announcement next segment. So for those of you who listen to the podcast of the show, we're just going to have to wait a few minutes. For those of you on radio and Sirius XM, when we come back from the next break, I got big news. It's never happened before. Damon, the brand leader, leads all things Ken Coleman, said that this is never going to happen again. We'll see about that. But we've got a very special offering. And we announced it on the YouTube version of the show, so we've only got a couple spots left. This is very exciting. I'll tell you more about it coming up. But let's get to the phones. 844-747-2577. Chelsea joins us in Indiana. Chelsea, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi.
Hi, Chelsea.
Hi. So my question is, I am coming up on 5 years in law enforcement, and I'm realizing that it's not what I want to do anymore. I have a degree in something that I now feel is pretty much pointless, and being that I haven't worked in it in over 5 years.
Which is what?
I guess sport management.
Okay.
And so I just feel kind of stuck, and I don't know where to go from here. Mm-hmm. And I just know that this is not where I want to be. I recently paid off all my debt, and
good,
I think it just changed my mind. Thank you.
Well,
and I think it just changed my mindset enough to be like, if I'm not happy, I need to find something that I am happy in.
Yes, good for you, Chelsea. You're absolutely right, by the way. You're absolutely right. I got a hunch that you didn't call me completely clueless. I think you've got some ideas in your head, but maybe you're dealing with some fear and doubt about how you would get there. Could you get there? Is that right or am I wrong?
Yeah, I mean, like I've thought of a couple different avenues. I've thought about real estate because I crave a job that I can work hard in and be passionate about, but I feel like I could do it in real estate, but I don't have any experience.
Doesn't matter. Does not matter. See, that's the voice of doubt.
Yeah, definitely. I do. I doubt.
Give me the other option. Give me the other option.
Well, I applied the other day for an insurance sales job, which that was just completely random. And
All right, so hold on a second.
I don't think that I'd be passionate about it.
All right, so let's take that off the list.
Okay. Yeah.
You know better than that. You're a woman who's debt-free. You've made some things happen. You've been dreaming for a while. Don't apply for things that are random.
Yeah.
Never again. Is there anything besides real estate? Because if there's not, that's fine. But I want to know if there's anything else that kind of bubbles up to the top of your heart.
So when you say, like, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail and that kind of thing, like, the thing that comes to mind is something in like fitness. I'm super passionate about fitness and nutrition.
Yeah.
And, but I don't, I mean, it sounds bad, but I, want to be able to make some money and put away money for retirement. And I'm like, I don't know if I could make good money in that.
Okay. You know, forget about the money. I'm gonna address that in a second. But just briefly, tell me, what would you do if money were not an issue in health and nutrition? Describe what would be an awesome day, an awesome career, knowing that you were contributing to the health, the physical health, fitness, and nutrition in somebody's life. Forget money for a second. What would you do?
It would be something not exactly just personal training, but like helping people figure out how to find a healthy relationship with food. And because I think it all boils down to that rather than just working out and stuff.
So is that a nutritionist? Is it a dietitian? Is it a combination? Maybe where you create your own platform and you're a content influencer, kind of like you would put me in that space or any of the Ramsey personalities. Tell me what the dream is in that space.
Yeah. I mean, it would be something like that. I've worked with myself, I've worked with nutritionists where I'd like, man, their job would be really cool.
So but wait a second. You didn't tell me specifically. Is it nutritionist, full-time nutritionist?
Probably. I don't know what kind of qualification that would be.
All right. So there we go. Chelsea, you're a get after it kind of gal. You know what the problem is? The reason you have so much doubt is because you don't have any knowledge. You don't even know what a nutritionist makes. I'm going to do something I've never done before on the show because it is my show. You know what I mean, Chelsea? I can kind of do what I want. All right.
All right.
I'm going to type in here on my laptop. I want to see within 30 seconds of research what the median salary is for nutritionists in the United States. What do you think it is? Take a wild guess just for fun.
I would guess $45,000.
Okay. What do you make right now?
$64,000.
Okay. I just looked it up. The median pay is $57,910. That's as of 2015. So this is outdated information. But this is just what came up on the Google. I love to say the Google. Chelsea, it irritates my kids. Let me look at something else here really quick since I'm on the Google. Yeah, I mean this is in demand career. So basically what you're looking at here is it runs the gamut, you know, as high as 60,000. So again, that's the median. But this is, again, I'm looking at now 2017 information. So all that to say, in 30 seconds, I had an idea of what it pays. All right. So if that's the median at 57 and you're making 60 in law enforcement, that's a $3,000. If we just play this little game, that's a $3,000 cut, but you can make up for that. But I just wonder if you would sit down with somebody and talk to somebody who's a nutritionist and really get what the career path would look like. What does it look like to advance beyond 57, the median? Okay. You really got to discover that. The other thing I would consider if I were you is, what if you crushed it in real estate? What if you really crushed it and hit some financial goals and then you made the transition into nutrition? Right. I don't know. Yeah. You got some stuff to think about, don't you, Chelsea? But here's the deal. Now you know. You got to find out more about what it takes to get there. Then your heart will confirm it. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Ken Coleman here with my wife, Stacy. Studies show that smiling improves your physical and emotional health.
That's why we love the Burst Sonic toothbrush.
The unique soft charcoal bristles powerfully remove plaque-causing bacteria.
I really love the three modes, whitening, sensitive, and massage, and they look fantastic on our counter.
Burst Smart and Affordable Replacement Head Subscription is just $6 every 90 days. So visit burstoralcare.com and check out the incredible deals in their Black Friday sale. That's burstoralcare.com. All right, big news here on the Ken Coleman Show. I'm told this is a pretty exclusive, very limited offer. I'm very excited about this. America's Career Coach, they tell me that's who I am. I like it. I like the moniker, but I like being the world's career coach too, because we get people calling because of the podcast from all around the world. But here's what we're offering. Limited time. I'm told only once are we doing this, but we have been scheming and dreaming here on the Ken Coleman team at Ramsey Solutions. We've been thinking about career coaching, taking the philosophy, the methodology that you hear on the show, and taking it to everyone around the globe that wants it. So here's what we're going to do. We're opening up 10 slots, 10 opportunities for people to get 3 sessions with me. We're going to do 3 one-hour sessions, only 10 people. So there's 10 opportunities for 3 one-hour slots. So 10 people will get 3 hours of one-on-one coaching with moi. Oh, I'm excited. We'll start with looking at your mindset. Where are you as it relates to dealing with those awful enemies we talk about on the show every day? Fear, doubt, and pride. Got to get you in a good mental state before you start thinking about the journey and before you can start the journey. Then we'll look at the plan, getting you clear on where you are in the 7 stages. Get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. There will be homework associated with the plan that we develop for you. And you get 3 one-hour sessions, folks. Joe, we can dive deep in 3 hours. Hello. You think about what we do. Think about what we do in 5 to 6 minutes. So, it's now open. Damon, the brand leader, is in the control room. That's how you know something serious is going on. He has opened it up at kencoleman.com. It is $1,200. That's only $400 per session. That is a ridiculous discount, Damon. Are you sure that that's the number? He's shaking his bald head, yes. $400 per session, $1,200, life-changing 3 hours with me. I can't wait. KenColeman.com/coaching. KenColeman.com/coaching. Excuse me. KenColeman.com/coaching. And they can sign up right there on the page, Damon. Right there. And they got access to my calendar. Boy, I'm feeling very vulnerable. But it's for a good cause. So here's the deal. They could be gone. I don't even know. I'm broadcasting live. I'm not looking at the website. So first 10, you're in. KenColeman.com/coaching. Unbelievable discount. We're going to be videotaping this as well because we're excited about what we're going to be doing in the future, Joe, to bring my coaching to the world. That's all I can say. By the way, while I'm in the announcement phase, tomorrow on our YouTube program, which is live at 12 Eastern, Monday through Friday, the Ken Coleman Show on YouTube, our partner Bethel Tech and their CEO, Ryan Collins, joining me to take your call specifically. How do I move into the technology field? Advice all the way around, plus how Bethel Tech can help you get there. We're taking your calls on succeeding in technology, pivoting to technology, whatever the question is, you don't want to miss that. You can email us, ask@kencoleman.com is the email address if you want to join the program tomorrow on YouTube, 12 Eastern time, or you can just call live. Same number as the radio show, 844-747-2577. Okay, lots of announcements. There we go. All right, here we go. Chad is up next in Canton, Ohio. Chad, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you doing?
Chad, I'm living the dream. What's going on?
Awesome. Great to talk to you. So just a little background. I was an athletic director in the high school level for a while, and I left that job to pursue with a couple other some friends of mine that were already working in another field of health insurance. And, of course, I had talked to them a while before I made the move and thought this was the right move for me. Well, you know, after doing it for a little while, I've just come to realize that it's not what I want. And I actually look back now and I'm wondering, regretting leaving the athletic director field because I've always been a very sports-oriented person and did things like that. And now I'm wondering, Nah, I'm in my upper 40s, you know, married with kids, you know, going back into that field. I know it can be competitive. So I'm kind of up in the air right now and would like to get back into the athletic director field, but I know it could be a challenge to get back into there.
How long have you been out?
Just a little about a year and a half.
Oh, dude, you're just letting your fear just eat you alive. And I understand that. But yeah. Let me be the first one to tell you, it's not like you've been out 11 years or 21 years where you'd have to work harder to make connections. You've been out for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a long time.
You've
not lost those connections. You may not have talked to them in a year and a half, but all those people, they knew you, and I'm assuming that you had a pretty good reputation, and you knew a lot of people in your area. So it's a very simple reentry. Hey, guys.
Okay.
Haven't talked to you in a year and a half, haven't talked to you in 6 months, whatever it is. I made the move. A lot of guys do it. I made the move for money. And that's what you did.
Right.
Well, it's not what you like. It's not what you love. You need to tell them that. I made the move for money. Had some buddies talk me into this. I did it. I gave it a year and a half. I miss being in the school environment, being an athletic director. I'm back. I'm just putting my name out there. I'm back. You know about any openings? Keep your ear to the ground. You need to start having coffees with these folks. School administrators, everybody. And you've got to let everybody know in your area that you're back. And I just would assume, you tell me if I'm wrong, and then we can strategize on this, but assuming the amount of time you've been in that field and the connections and relationships that you have, it's not like you left under a stain or a cloud. I don't even think it's abnormal. I think everybody in that world knows that you don't get into being an athletic director in high school to make $1 million.
Right.
They know that.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you were a coach before you were an athletic director, correct?
Yep. I coached for a while and then got into the athletic director.
Well, then I think you just get back in. I don't think there's any more to discuss. I'm not talking to somebody who doesn't know his world. I'm not talking to somebody who's not accomplished. I mean, if I assume that's what you called me for. I know I just took the bull by the horns, but I just don't think there's anything to discuss other than you going, stay in insurance to keep the pay coming in until you find the right gig. And if you got to coach and teach and get in a good school where an AD position might open up, great. If you have to wait long enough to get an AD position and move right back in, then do that too. But I think that'll change your mentality and your attitude. If you know, all right, I'll stay in insurance a little bit longer just so I don't have an interruption, and maybe I make some more money and stack some money away while I'm waiting. But in the meantime, I'm telling everybody, I'm a free agent. I'm back, baby.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I was just a little, you know, I guess you leave that field and then now you're going back in. There can be a little bit of, I don't know what I want to say, like, I don't want to say a shame, but just kind of like, he realized he didn't want to do it, or he left because he thought he had something better. Now he's coming back, and I guess I can't worry about the outside.
Can't worry about it. But you know what? You got to control the narrative.
Right.
And the narrative isn't that Chad is walking back into this field with his tail tucked between his legs. It's that Chad did what a lot of people do. And somebody convinces them there's an opportunity to make a lot of money for your family, and you took it, which is common sense. That's an honorable position. But you found out that your true love is working with young people in high school sports, and you're just honoring
that. Right.
It's not that you failed.
Absolutely.
You didn't fail.
Right.
It's not where your heart is. Your heart's there. I think principals want to hear that. That's what I think. So stop worrying about what everybody thinks, and you control the narrative and tell the daggum truth. And anybody who knows you is going to believe you. Proud of you, Chad. Takes a big man to say, you know what? It's not about the money. It's about the work. It's about the purpose. Folks, that's talent, passion, and mission coming together. Go, Chad, go! Get the whistle back around your neck today and just blow it somewhere in the garage. This is the Ken Coleman Show.
Ever delete a file by accident and instantly regret it? As a world leader in online backup, Backblaze offers unlimited unthrottled backups for your Macs or PCs, all for just $6 a month. We've already helped our customers recover and restore over 50 billion files. How? You can recover data from the web at any time or order a USB hard drive delivered to you with all your data on it. Mobile apps make it easy to access all your data on the go. Go to backblaze.com/money to start your free, no-risk trial now. That's backblaze.com/money.
Bringing purpose to the talk radio airwaves, this is the Ken Coleman Show. That's right. We're not talking politics. We're talking purpose, your why. Why are you here? I can tell you this. You're here to contribute, to make the world a better place. And we're going to talk about the fact that you were created to work. Now, we're not talking about being a workaholic. We're talking about created to do something that makes the world a better place. You have gifts, your talent, what you do best, your passion, the work you just love to do, and then your mission, the results of your work that matter deeply to you. You were created to contribute. Those three gifts, talent, passion, and mission, where they align, they point a straight arrow right to your sweet spot. Or there are multiple jobs and career paths that will allow you to wake up on Monday morning fired up and live and work on purpose. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. I threw the guys off in the control. But every once in a while, you say it the same way 100,000 times. You like to change the cadence up. You know what I mean? But you're one phone call away, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Colorado where Renee joins us. Renee, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Can you hear me?
Oh, loud and clear, Renee. What's going on?
Hi. Okay. So basically, just like everybody else, when this year has completely obliterated all of my plans, I've been working in hospitality. I have been for the last 13 years. Mm-hmm. And I had been loving it because my ultimate goal was to eventually just save up enough money to move out of the country and work remotely. I figured I'd just teach remotely. I don't necessarily know if I've ever. Okay, so I have to give you some background. I've never had a one main thing I've wanted to do. I've actually attended 6 colleges and I've had 6 majors.
Wow. How many years did it take you to attend 6 colleges and get 6 majors?
So let's talk about it, because I also still don't even have a degree. Oh. From 18 to 24, I searched for that magic thing. Culinary school, hospitality, management, art history, sociology. And then my second to last major was communications. That's where I've got the most credits. And then I ran out of money. And I also racked up a nice amount of debt, which is how I found out about you, because I started doing Dave Ramsey.
All right. Now, where are you as it relates to your debt-free journey?
Really bad.
Okay.
Because last year I had decided I was on beta step 2, and I was working in hospitality, love and life, and I had had a plan to start I was debating if I should start putting money towards retirement or if I should just focus on the debt. I was still working that out, and I had had a side hustle that was helping me with that. Both of those things got obliterated with the pandemic.
Got it.
Career, hospitality job's gone, side hustle's done.
Okay. All right, so let me pause you, because I now have enough information, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're in a state of confusion right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because but it's because you are not paying attention to what you are clear on. And the fact of the matter is that you loved hospitality work. Now, you are exactly right. It's not in your control, this pandemic. It has crushed the hospitality industry. Okay.
Yeah. But
it is going to come back, and it's going to come back big time. People are dying to go somewhere, right? Stay and have fun and do all that. So hospitality is not dead to you. Now, is it on pause? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. In certain places.
Yeah.
Okay. However, your dream of making a certain amount of money and then going overseas and teaching sounds to me like that's still intact. It's just been delayed. But I think that you've allowed that delay to go, oh, I'm going to have to totally reboot and reset. And I'm not sure that's the right way to go about it. If I were to tell you that I had a hospitality industry job making more money than you've ever made, or at least a path to be able to do that, where you knew you could get out of debt in 2 to 3 years or less and begin to save money and stock money away and eventually move overseas, maybe do some hospitality over there until you got a good teaching gig, would you do that?
Well, yeah, but that's the one that I had, okay, and it's gone.
But no, it's not gone. It's not gone. What is gone right now, and I don't even want to say it that way, but what appears to be elusive is you making a decent pay in your preferred job, which is hospitality. So if the dream job's not available now because of COVID, it's coming back and certainly,
I know.
So here's my point. What do you have to do in the meantime?
I don't know where to go.
No, any side hustle or any two side hustles will do, right? It's like if you need to deliver, you're driving for FedEx or UPS or you're driving delivery 20 hours a week, then you're doing something else, or you go work, you know, doing just about anything, doing administrative assistant work, whatever you can do. What are the transferable skills and experience that you have in hospitality that will go into the regular workplace? And it's just a good old day job, which takes care of the bills, allows you to start making more progress on the debt. And then as the hospitality industry comes back, you jump back into that. I don't think you should let go of the dream. I think you just have to pivot for the short term, have short term mindset financially, then step back into it.
Because when you, and hospitality does teach you a lot, but it's all soft skills. I don't have one thing on paper.
Oh, goodness gracious. Renee, are you serious right now?
I don't believe that.
Okay.
It teaches you a lot, but
now, all right. I hate to do this, but I'm going to have to prove that you're wrong and that I'm right. Here we go. Describe your last position in hospitality. Describe the position, what you did.
I was a bartender.
Okay.
Trained incoming employees.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot, but no one cares about that if you don't have...
Wait. I didn't ask you for commentary. I just asked you for what you did.
I trained incoming employees. Okay. I multitasked, served my guests. I ordered product.
All right, let me ask you a question. When you're ordering product and managing inventory, is that a hard skill or a soft skill?
It's a hard skill.
There's nothing that shows that I can do that.
No certification.
Doesn't matter. It's called your resume. You managed inventory. That shows that you are detailed and that you are organized and that you can handle processes. True or false?
True.
Okay. And then there's other hard skills that I don't have time to break down your entire work career, but anytime there's a transferable skill where you are, again, the hard skills are being detail-oriented, being organized, good with processes, good at execution. That's a hard skill. And then the soft skills are just as valuable. The fact that you trained people, that you could go get an HR position based on the fact that you had to hire as a bartender and ran the bar. You're not a bartender. You were in leadership. What?
I don't have a degree.
Who cares? Let me ask you a question. Renee, do you remember the last time you went to the doctor?
Yeah, like a month ago.
Okay, great. Well, keep your personal stuff private. But do you remember right before the doctor came into the examination room and then when the doctor walked in, do you remember that moment?
Uh-huh.
Did you at any point ask the doctor or the nurse for that matter for them to show you their diploma?
No.
Why?
No.
Why didn't you do that?
Because I knew that they had it. They knew what they were doing.
Wait a second. Who cares if you have a degree? You got 6 majors. You don't need any more education. You can't even finish the 6 you went after.
I know.
You know what you need? A good shot of confidence. And the fact of the matter is there are multiple positions in this world right now in Colorado where you can take your abilities and your qualities, your abilities of being organized, your abilities of being a finisher, your abilities to understand processes, your qualities of being a hard worker, high character, communication skills, discernment skills, confrontation skills. You have so much to offer. Renee, hold on the line. Here's what I want to do. I want to make sure that she gets our Get Hired guides. They're all free at KenColeman.com, but I want her to know about it. And I also want to give her a copy of my book, The Proximity Principle. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where men and women are flocking to get the answer to the age-old question, what should I do with my life? By the way, the answer for all of us is what you were created to do. Oh, that's funny, Ken. That's tricky. How do I figure that out? Well, keep listening. But here's how you do it. You got to find your sweet spot. The intersection of your talent, your passion, your mission. In other words, you use what you do best to do what you love to create results that matter. Talent, passion, mission. And that points you right to your sweet spot. When you can answer the question, how can I use what I do best to do what I love to produce results that matter to me? You'll see all kinds of jobs and career paths. And that's our job, to help you with that. You've got the answers to what you do best. What work do you love to do? What results matter deeply? And so we tie them together. 844-747-2577. We help you with A, B, or C options. We help you with, should I stay or should I go? We help you with, how do I talk about growth in my responsibilities and income? And now we talk to Evan in Kokomo, Indiana. Evan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How are you today?
Evan, I'm living the dream. What's going on with you?
Good. So I'm trying to figure out the best way to go about talking to my manager about reevaluating my position.
Okay. What's your purpose in having this conversation? What do you want to come out of this?
Increase in income, the increase in responsibilities. So I'm currently in an entry-level position, technically, but doing senior-level work. So
how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing this job since I was 13, so about 12 years now.
I'm confused.
Started in a family business.
Oh, so are you still in the family business?
No, currently I've been at this position for about 2 years.
That's what I'm talking about. So yeah. You've been in this entry-level position in this company for 2 years?
Yes, sir.
And when did you start doing senior-level work?
Shortly after I started.
Did they sit down and say, hey, based on this, this, and this, we need you to do this? Was that how it was communicated?
Not exactly. It was kind of just, I work with one other person. There's about a 30-year age difference. So he's in the senior position, but we do the same exact job.
Super small company?
No, it's actually a very large company.
Oh. But there's only two of you on this particular team with the leader above you?
Yes.
Okay, well, here's the deal. The answer to this is you sit down and go, hey, listen, I want to talk about a growth plan.
Okay.
You don't come at it and say, hey, listen, I've been, and again, you didn't say anything wrong to me, but I just want to make sure you understand. You don't go in and go, listen, I've been here 2 years in an entry-level position. I do basically the same work as this guy who, or gal or whoever is 30 years older than me. You don't come at it that way. You go, hey, listen, I've been here 2 years in this entry-level position, and I would like to talk to you and work with you to develop a personal growth plan for me here, a professional growth plan. And basically what you want to bring up is, hey, I'd like to increase my responsibilities beyond what I'm doing now. And obviously, as I increase my responsibilities, I want to drive bigger and better results for the company. And then, of course, upon measuring those results and delivering those results, tie that directly to greater compensation. Do you see the way that that's positioned? It's not, hey, I want a raise, I want a promotion. Yeah. It's because you want to give that leader some room to not feel as though you've backed them in a corner and they've got to respond to a promotion, as opposed to saying, hey, can we work together to come up with a plan that's measurable, that you work on that I receive? You know what I mean? What can I do to get better?
Yeah.
How can I be more valuable to the company? And let's see how that leader responds, because here's what's going to happen when you do it that way, Evan. It's either going to go one or two ways. The first way is they're going to go, well, we really can't do that right now, or there's some, we'll talk about it later, and then they never do it, and they kind of kick the can down the street. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The other way that it could go is, yeah, man, you've been great. You've busted it for 2 years here. I definitely want to sit down. Let me put some thoughts together. Let's get together. Let's have a meeting. Let's come up with a growth plan that involves you doing that, you achieving certain results, you getting some additional qualifications or skills or whatever, and then you delivering these results that we measure, and then your compensation is tied to that. It's going to go either way. And if you find out that it's the first way, it's time for you to start looking somewhere else, because that's not a place to grow. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the radio show that helps you get clear so that you can get qualified, that helps you get connected so that you can get started, that helps you get promoted so you can get the dream job to give yourself away. That's right. The Ken Coleman Show is all about your why. And I can tell you without talking to you that your why is to contribute, to use what you do best, your talent, to do work you love, that's your passion, to produce results that matter deeply to you, that's your mission, to make this world a better place. You were created to contribute, and we want to help you figure out what that is, where it is, and how you get there. One of the things we love to do on our Monday programs, we started this a while back, just little updates from you, the people, from social media via email, ask@kencoleman.com is the email address. Just little updates to encourage those of you, because we get these all the time. We wanted to share them with you. So, Joe, it's time for Momentum Monday. Oh, I always like that music, right? It means you got a little juice in your step. You're making progress. Moses writes in. Is it Moses? Yeah, Moses. There we go. Folks, sometimes I'll be honest with you. The 46-year-old eyes, letters are starting to move around on me a little bit. Joe, incidentally, we may be getting to that point in the next few years where I'm going to have to decide whether or not I'm going to put on reading glasses for these kind of segments.
I already beat you to that one.
Well, I know. Well, you're much older than I am.
Well,
but,
yes.
But that's a whole other issue. All right. Moses writes in, I want you to know I called in recently and I made the decision that I'm all in. I've got the clarity I need and I'm ready to get started. See, just a little, that's it right there. Moses is going, I'm in. I'm sticking the toe out on the path. Nathan writes in, hey, I've been listening to the show every day, and I have now decided to pursue my dream of becoming a firefighter. And after applying for 6 months, I finally have an interview with the fire department on Wednesday, December 2nd. That's fun. Coming right around the corner. Way to go. Serving others. Oh, this is fun. Chanel from Toronto, Canada writes in, just want you to know, Ken, I've been using your resume templates and interview guides at your website, and I got a job with a $20,000 salary increase, which is going to allow me to pay off my debt, which is baby step number two, from Dave Ramsey, Ramsey Solutions. And I'm looking forward to being debt-free in June of 2021. How about that? There we go, Joe. Very nice. $20,000. Increase, and is going to get her paying off her debt within a year. No, less than a year. That's 6 months, 7 months from now. Fantastic. Let's see. Jacob W. says, Ken, I was listening to you recently, and I love what you said about college and how it's not the only option to be successful. I've always had a bit of shame for not going to college, even though I'm making $200,000 a year. Sometimes I think you folks think that I just like to go on these rants because I get a little burr in my saddle. This is what I'm talking about. Here's a guy Jacob, that his whole professional career, he's felt guilty for running a fast food restaurant. He's making $200K. Take your shame and shove it. That's pretty good. I'd make sure people are turning burgers for 200 grand. It ain't a bad deal. Ed writes in, hey, Kent, thanks for the Proximity Principle book. This book is a big reason for my recent career move and seamless transition into self-employment. How about that? So there you go. If you would like to share your momentum story, it doesn't have to be a big deal, just something little, well then, email us, ask@kencoleman.com. Now, if you are about ready to step into the dream job or you have, we want you to call in and do a dream screen, which is where you share your story. I'll walk you through it. I ask a couple questions. People hear your story, and then we count you down from 3, 2, 1, and you yell, I'm living the dream. Ask@kencoleman.com. Put dream screen in the subject line, and that will work as well. Okay, one other quick announcement, and then Casey in Kansas City is up. Folks, for the first time ever, and I'm told I'm not going to get to do this again, so this is very exciting. We just announced today that we're going to do 10 coaching sessions, me and you, 10 people, first 10 people, 3 sessions, so you get 3 hours one-on-one with me for only $1,200. That's only $400 a session. That's a big discount because we're going to videotape it, if you're cool with that, and we're doing some big things. Going to be taking my coaching to the world, but you're going to be the only 10 people that get it one-on-one. So we can do that via Zoom. If you're interested, you better move quick because we're only going to do the first 10 people. And that's only $1,200, 3 coaching sessions, 1 hour sessions. The only way to do it is to beat the rest of the people. Go now, kencoleman.com/coaching. kencoleman.com/coaching. Hope to talk with you soon. All right. Casey's up in Kansas City, Missouri. Casey, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi,
Casey. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
You bet. What's going on today?
So I am currently trying to decide between 2 different career paths.
Okay.
I have a full-time position and a part-time position, and the part-time position is now becoming an option to go full-time.
Okay.
And I'm not sure which path to take.
All right. Tell me very briefly the 2 positions. What's the full-time position?
The full-time position is an HR specialist.
HR specialist. What's the part-time position?
It is a digital position, like working on websites and design.
Okay. So we'll call that design. Graphic design. Correct?
Yeah, digital marketing.
Oh, digital marketing. Okay, are you in one of these jobs right now?
Yes.
Which one?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm a little confused. Are you a full-time HR specialist now and you're doing this part-time deal on the side?
I'm a full-time HR specialist. I work my HR job 40 hours a week, and then I do 20 hours a week for my digital marketing.
Okay, great. And so your question is, which way do I go?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, before I tell you my opinion, I want to know which way you were leaning before you started this phone call. I think I know.
There's just a lot of different things that come with both of these jobs. So
which way were you leaning? Without my advice, which way were you leaning?
So I enjoy what I do more at the marketing position, but I have a more stable position at.
Got it. So what's the difference between?
And I enjoy them both.
I know, but here's the deal. You just gave me the answer I needed. You are much more creative, and this other job allows you to that creative communication outlet that you really love, and a lot of variety as well, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't even be calling me if the money was exactly the same. So once you go to full time, what will be the difference in salary between your current HR position and then the digital marketing position?
There won't really be a difference.
Then what are you worried about?
With my HR job, it comes with benefits like 401k match. It comes with everything like that. They pay for a lot of things like my insurance.
But the digital marketing position doesn't?
Yeah.
Okay. But Is it a possibility that it eventually will become that once you get in and get established?
Probably not, just because of the size of the agency.
It's a small agency.
It'll continue to be that.
Yeah, but you need to run the numbers. Do you want to do work you love, or do you want to, stay in a position that has really good benefits? Come on. The answer is you want to do work you love. You got to run the numbers.
Yes.
You know what you need to do? This is your homework assignment, and you only got one because it's going to tell you the answer. You already know what you want to do. You just need to answer the question, can I do it? And the answer is you can, but you haven't run the financial numbers. Forget the 401k match. You can invest your own money. Get with a SmartVestor Pro from Ramsey Solutions, and you invest your own money. You don't make a decision on a job based on a 401k match, but the benefits, that's a real thing, but run the numbers on what it would cost you, and you got to decide what's best for you. Then you go. Hey folks, that music means my time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter, and you do have what it takes. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Chris Hogan Show.
I am so excited to be able to talk to you all week in and week out. We're going to talk about your money, your life, your dreams, and your goals. You know why? Because I'm your coach. Whether we're talking about building wealth, paying off your home early, investing, paying for college, and guess what? How to become an everyday millionaire. We're going to focus on taking your calls because you matter to me. Together, we can do this.
The Chris Hogan Show is available wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can go to ChrisHogan360.com.